It's one of the largest bribery scandals in the history of the Navy. Malaysian businessman Leonard Francis, often known as Fat Leonard, used wild sex parties to coax Navy officers into steering ships to ports he owned in the Pacific. Assistant U.S. Attorney Mark Pletcher is handling the ongoing cases.
Conduct that we've investigated occurred in more than 10 different countries, lasted more than a decade.
Fat Leonard handed out a long list of bribes, like tickets to Lady Gaga.
Lavish gifts, designer handbags, and the services of prostitutes counting into hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Prosecutors have charged 21 naval officers since Leonard was arrested in San Diego in 2013. Not only is the case a major criminal matter, it's also a public embarrassment for the Navy.
Fat Leonard treated U.S. naval officers to decadent orgies in Manila.
In March, late-night host Stephen Colbert picked up on one of the newest rounds of indictments,
including a raging multi-day party at the Shangri-La Hotel with a rotating carousel of prostitutes. Of course, the carousel of prostitutes is the most popular ride at Prostitute World.
Aside from the embarrassing headlines, or perhaps because of them, the Navy is putting new attention on the way it teaches ethics.
I'm Tom Creeley. I am a professor of ethics at the Naval War College.
Creeley came to the War College 3 years ago. Part of his job is to rebuild the way the Navy teaches ethics and character.
A lot of times people such as Fat Leonard, he tries to find people's weaknesses in order to target them. We're all human beings and we all face temptation. We all have our own weaknesses.
The Navy's response is still a work in progress. Just now, the Navy is in the middle of ditching a yearly ethics course that was taken online. Instead, there'll be more face-to-face training to encourage an ongoing dialogue. They're also changing the officer evaluations.
The tearing down forces all around us are severe, both inside and outside the military.
Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says the Navy wants officers to prove that they can counter those tearing down forces. Beginning sometime this summer, evaluations will emphasize the character aspects of leadership. The Navy will screen officers for ethical ability when they come up for a promotion.
And we just need to do everything we can to strengthen our people to resist those tearing down forces so that they remain on, you know, that road towards becoming the leader we want.
But military observers say it's not as easy as it might sound, in part because of the culture of the Navy. Some officers were suspicious of Fat Leonard and tried to raise an alarm that he was overcharging the Navy. But Francis was often able to maneuver around them with the help of other officers who were now under federal indictment. Dan Grazer is with the Project on Government Oversight. He specializes in national security.
The way the military personnel system is set up today, it fosters a culture of careerism where it does not pay to rock the boat. You're that squeaky wheel. Rather than getting grease, you're probably just going to get sledgehammered and thrown away.
Pauline Shanks Corinne teaches applied ethics at Pacific Lutheran University. Many of her students are in the military. She says the Navy is quick to put all of the blame on individuals.
That's problematic. You don't have individuals within an institution acting in this way unless there's some kind of culture that facilitates that or makes that possible.
She urges the Navy to dig deeper and to look at its own culture, which produced so many officers who buckled under temptation. She says it could still be years before we know whether the Navy has solved the ethical crisis exposed by Fat Leonard. From San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.